USA Radio News with Wendy King.
In President Trump's impeachment trial, Republican senators are latching on to the suggestion made by President Trump's lawyer, Alan Dershowitz, that President Trump cannot be impeached for abuse of power. Wyoming's John Barrasso.
Presidents have specific powers under the Constitution. I listened to the Dershowitz make that case yesterday, and what he is saying is even if the case is proven by the House, it still doesn't rise to the level of impeachment, and that's what we're being asked to vote on.
Democrats are still hoping for witnesses. The Senate will vote on that tomorrow. The deadly coronavirus is spreading, and Russia now says it's closing its land border with China as a precaution. So far, 170 people have died, and more than 7,700 cases have been reported. This is USA Radio News.
We're already into a new year, and according to TransUnion's annual consumer credit forecast, the consumer credit market looks strong. Matt Comos, TransUnion's Vice President of Research and Consulting.
The U.S. consumer is as strong as ever, and we expect more of the same this year. More consumers are securing loans and increasing their balances in a measured way, all while maintaining historically low delinquency rates. Low unemployment rates, continued wage growth, and an overall sound economy are making this positive performance hold true.
Are there trends to watch for this year?
TransUnion's trends to watch are credit card performance staying strong, personal loans stabilizing, auto lenders continuing at a steady pace, and first-time homebuyers leading mortgage activity.
The U.S. consumer credit market has grown every year since the Great Recession in 2009, marking one of the longest economic expansions in U.S. history. There's more at TransUnion.com. That's TransUnion.com.
Nearly 4 years after Britons voted to leave the European Union, members of the European Parliament on Wednesday gave final approval to Britain's departure on Friday. The European Parliament voted to approve the withdrawal agreement brokered by London and the EU and passed by British lawmakers. It was the final hurdle to Britain's exit from the 28-nation bloc after nearly a half-century of membership. After Britain and the EU part ways on Friday, the two will negotiate terms of its future relationship beginning in March. Those discussions will include specific details on trade, travel, and other issues. A commemorative 50 pence coin will be issued on Friday upon Britain's exit, which reads, "Peace, prosperity, and friendship with all nations." 130 feet of President Trump's border wall was ripped off from gusty winds. The panels landed on some trees on the Mexican side of the border. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
North and South Korea have agreed to temporarily shutter the Inter-Korea office as Pyongyang steps up measures against the outbreak of the deadly coronavirus in China. Seoul's unification ministry said the office had been closed and that they would now communicate with phone and fax lines. North Korea's response to the virus came last week when it banned foreign tourists. On Wednesday, state media said authorities are operating a national emergency defense system across the country to take in suspected patients. 14 million workers are expected to not show up after Super Bowl Sunday. It's the highest day of the year to call in sick. Productivity losses could hit $5 billion. USA's John Clemens reports.
That's the findings from the Global Outplacement Service, Challenger, Gray, and Christmas, where VP Andy Challenger tells us about the lost productivity.
Employees put together office pools. They talk about the upcoming game. And then a lot of productivity is lost on the Monday after the Super Bowl. This year it's estimated that 17.5 million Americans plan to not go to work on Monday, whether they're hungover or they're just recovering from a long night and a late game.
Challenger tells us there's a price tag for this.
We estimate that it's going to cost American employers about $5.1 billion in lost productivity.
I'm John Clemens.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.